Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And that 12 tribe consists of Native Americans, Latino American, so-called African American, so-called. And we cater to the 12 tribes every Sunday between 11 o'clock and 12 a.m. And we do this ministry for looking for our light brother and ministering to our nation. Now, we also have other ministries that we have, and I want to name a few of them. One, my brother Benaiah does a video on YouTube. We also have a bookbinding video, that we do. Yeah, we do. And with the Nag Hammadi, if anyone out there that in want of a Nag Hammadi, we will help you to get a Nag Hammadi. And also, we, my brother Adir Bay Israel, he does his videos every Saturday evening. And wonderful videos. Both brothers do wonderful videos. You get higher understanding, overstanding from our brother's videos. And also, I want to mention another ministry that we does and that we do. And we also have my mother, which is a food ministry. We have a food pantry ministry, which is named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. And the way you might want to get in touch with us is you go to my email, which is dothemand@aol.com. Leave your name, your telephone number in the description box, and we'll get right back with you. Again, also, you can go to adirbayisrael@gmail.com. Same process. Leave your name, your number, and we'll get back with you and discuss how could we help you with our food pantry ministry. Now, also, we also, right after this, at 12 o'clock, we do also a gathering where my brothers and I, where you can go and gather with us in Pow Talk. And it's called the Sons of El. If you go to Pow Talk and go to the religious part and look up the Sons of El, you can join us in the room in the Sons of El. Now, being though that said, one more thing that I would like to mention is I want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father, thank Messiah and our mother, and our Lord Metatron for giving us another privilege to be able to cater to the 12 tribes of Israel and to look for our light brothers. All of this stems for them, giving us the wherewithal to do this. And, you know, we always want to be mindful of that this comes from, everything that we mentioned comes from the Father, Mother, and Messiah. Now, being though that said, our topic today is called There Will Be No Peace for These Nations. There will be no peace for these nations. Now, as we see, you know, we see that the nations is gathering up, you know, to try to strengthen this economy, you know, even though they can see that the virus is, you know, going around and demolishing things and shutting things down, they still trying to find peace and mind, you know, by giving us the football games and, you know, they still trying to find some peace at this end of the age that we're living in. And, you know, it's a false peace, basically. It's a false peace that they're trying to find. Now, my first scripture is going to come from the King James Version, Isaiah 34:1-8. Again, It's going to come from Isaiah 34, 1 through 8. Now, listen to what this read at Isaiah 34, 1 through 8, King James Version. So, in Isaiah 34, 1 through 8, it reads this. Come near ye nations to hear, and hearken ye people, let the earth hear, and all that is there in the world, and all things that come forth it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all the armies, their armies. Isaiah 34, 1 through 8. He have utterly destroyed them. He have delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out. Their slain also shall be cast out. And their stink shall come up out of their carcasses. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved. And the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. And all the hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from a vine, and as a fallen fig from the fig tree. For the sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edom and upon the people my curse.
Look at that.
To judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat and fatness with the blood of the lamb and goats, and the fat of the kidneys of the ram. And the Lord have a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullock, and the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and the dust made with fat and fatness. For in the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of the recompense for the controversy of Zion. Now, do that look like peace? You see, like I was saying, they try to give us a false peace, giving us these football games and giving us these things to try to keep our minds away from what Messiah is about to bring. Now I want to go over some of these things in this scripture because it's really deep. Now, as we can see, he said that he's going to destroy their armies and they're going to stink. He's going to demolish them. You see, his fury, the Father's fury is going to slaughter them. But this is one thing, like, and another thing he said, and the mountains shall melt it with their blood. That's just telling you that the Father ain't playing. You see, he is not playing. But I want you to look at 5 to show you that not only is Edom, which is the Edomites, you know, but guess who else going to get this plagues and curses? Now, I'm going to read this to you. It says, for my sword shall be bathed in the heavens. Behold, it shall come down upon Edom, which is the Edomites, and upon the people of my curses to judgment. Now, do you know who he's talking about? He's talking about the 2/3 that following Edom, that's of our nation, that did not want to turn around. That's why it says, upon the people of my curses. The only one God has curses is us. And that's the 2/3.
It's some more too.
But in this specific, he's talking about the 2/3. And I thought that was real interesting because the Father is not leaving judgment for no one.
Let me add to what my brother's saying. And he right. The people of his curses also too is, see, if you don't follow the Father, like he said, you can't serve two masters.
Right.
So what my brother's saying also is this. I'm going to add to what he's saying. In addition, because he doesn't hit the nail on the head. 2/3 of Israel, they're going to receive their punishment, but we know they're going to be restored. Also, the ones of his curses is also to Ham. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Ham had, well, not Ham. He didn't curse Ham. He cursed Cain. You know what I'm saying? You know what Ham did. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So his curses was Ham and Japheth. You know, remember when Japheth took Shimland? Ham took Shimland and Japheth. You know what I'm saying? So they got cursed for that too. And all the other stuff they did to us. So it's part of Israel that fought after the wicked. And also Ham and Japheth too. So basically, like Mother Reduct just said, he only doesn't resign. You know what I'm saying? And like I've been saying all these years, and the Father been dealing with me through the Mother, Messiah been minimized on the type of butt whooping he going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to seem like he, you know how the world knows how Jesus is? He's loving. He's kind. He loves everybody. He came to save the whole world. No. Messiah, the true Messiah, or the true Christ, he gonna come back. You ain't gonna think he's Jesus. You ain't gonna say, "That ain't Jesus." You know what I'm saying? That's what they gonna say. You know how they say Jesus? That ain't Jesus. But it's gonna be Jesus, the black Jesus with no mercy and no grace. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So get back to my brother. He done tore your head up and down.
Yep. And see, that was, you're right, brother. You see, because what the nation does is they try to make a fake peace. Like,
right.
Like even say in the scriptures, they're going to holler peace and security.
Right.
You know? But ain't no peace coming out of that. Ain't no security coming out of that. You know? You see? Ain't no peace or security coming out. You see? Because they constantly, you see, they constantly, you know, try to, you know, make you think one way,
right,
but yet it's something else going
right
on.
Right.
You see, so they're going to make you think, oh, we're going to bring the world at peace,
right,
and we're going to do this for
right
you and do that. Now, I'm about to go into the next scripture. It's going to show you what Messiah said.
Right.
Now, do this sound like peace? Now, if you read, turn to Matthew 10:34 at the King James Version, listen to what Messiah said. Do not think that I come to send peace, but a sword. Now, do that sound like peace?
Let me hurry up real fast. Now, he said a very important point, because I just got done talking to some people.
Mm-hmm.
People, she was from Libya, mm-hmm, in the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
Not Libya. She was from like somewhere where the Palestine's at. And she worked at our job. She thought about, Jesus came to save the whole world. I said, huh? She said, Jesus came to save the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So then we got into talking about, I ain't going to get into that. But like my brother said, Jesus ain't came to bring no peace. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he just told you that in Matthew 10:34.
Yeah.
Now, my next scripture is going to come from Ezekiel 25:14. But before I go on there, I just want to let you know that we do have a phone number. If you want to call in and if you can recollect with the things we talked about, feel free to call us. Our number is 845-241-9966. 845-241-9966. Now.
Yeah, but don't, what was that location again?
Ezekiel 25:14.
Oh, it's Ezekiel. Not
yeah. No. The first scripture was Matthew 10:34.
Okay, the next one you're on now
is Ezekiel 25:14. And listen what this read from Ezekiel 25:14. Now, listen what the Heavenly Father said. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And ye shall do in Edom according to my anger, according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, said the Lord. Now, do that sound like peace? Do that sound like Edom is not going to receive? And who are you going to use? Who did he say? Israel. So, that is not peace. That is war. So that's why I said, do not let these Edomites fool you with this false peace and these fake stimulus checks and try to make everybody happy.
Yes.
It don't matter.
Yes.
This would matter with the Heavenly Father Messiah throwing
yes
up in these scriptures.
Yes.
That's what
yes
matter.
And that's why too, Rudolph, like you said before, they don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
Because like the Bible say, you got to take the bitter. The world loved the sweet. They done took the sweet, but they don't want nothing to do with the bitter. So you got to take the bitter with the sweet. So that's what you bring right now.
Right.
That they don't want to hear.
Right. And see, and that's the thing. You know what, too, brothers? Like sometimes, I'll be like, man, I can't stand these, and I'll be wanting to get them. But my next scripture at Romans 12:19 said, hold up, don't worry, just relax, I got this. Now let me tell you what it reads at Romans 12:19. It's just because I overstand, like you start to get upset for all the things they doing to us and that they did to us.
Right.
But at Romans 12:19, listen what it says. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord.
Exactly.
You see,
exactly.
In other words,
exactly.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
He knows
exactly.
what they done to us.
Exactly.
He knows what they do to us on a daily basis.
Right.
He knows what the Israelites going through.
Right.
So don't worry.
Right.
Just relax.
Right.
You're going to get your chance.
Right.
You're going to get your shot.
Right.
Trust me.
Right.
Now, are you ready? Because I say this. You know, we always talk about we want revenge. We mad.
Right.
Now,
right.
The Father said, okay. Now I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Now, when it come down, old women, old men, babies,
right.
None of them is going to be
right.
spared.
Right.
So remember that.
Right.
So remember these vengeance that you're talking about, you
right.
know. But
right.
the Father said he's going to put a spirit on you.
Right.
So you
right.
ain't going to worry about
right.
it. So,
right.
But
right.
I'm just
right.
letting
right.
you know.
Right. Because like my mother said, they didn't have no pity like the scriptures say.
Right.
In the paper book, they ain't had no pity on our old people,
mm-hmm.
our young babies, or
right.
the daughters or anything. They just slaughtered us. So, hey, like you said, expect the same. So my brother right.
Yeah, brother. See, they didn't have no mercy for us, so we shall have no mercy with them. And the scriptures tell you that.
Right.
No, not
right.
me. The scriptures.
Right.
Forget
right.
me.
Right. Right.
I'm not saying that
right.
the scriptures are telling you
right.
this.
Right. Right.
So, now check this out. Our next scripture is coming from Zechariah 14:12. Now listen to this. At Zechariah 14:12, and it reads, "And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem.
Oh.
Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth." Do you hear what the Heavenly Father's saying? He said he's going to let them rot the waste while they standing up from their tongue to their feet, through their mouth and eyes. Now, that's a terrible way to go out. But see, it's just letting you know, these plagues that the Father is going to bring on them is going to be, don't even think about it. And one of the scriptures, the Father, don't even think about
right.
their judgment.
Right.
It's going to be so bad.
Right.
And this
right.
is just, as Zechariah 14:12,
right.
just giving you a little bit of what's going to
right.
hit them.
Right.
You see?
Right. And I got another, I read another precept in the mm-hmm. in the Keys of Enoch when they
uh-huh.
say, just bring to mind what that precept is talking about. Talk about nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You can, that's one aspect how you can view it. Because it say the Chinese people and all armies of the world going to be coming after Israel when we are in places of protection. And he said he's going to call them to use their own weapons against themselves, nuclear weapons, and they're going to blow their own self up.
Look at that.
So, you know, that's just one aspect of how you can view this precept. So I know it's many more because you got in the barrel with that heat that's hotter than the fervent fire of any nuclear weapon. So, you know, that's just one precept that I can think of what my brother just read.
Right. Yeah, because, see, when you're talking about certain things like that, and we have them,
right.
you see. Now I just want to give you a vision of what happened when they dropped the atomic bomb
right.
on Hiroshima.
Right, right,
you
right,
see,
right, right, Right.
Now, they say, I've seen pictures where some of the bodies, like the flesh melted right off.
Right.
Now, you're talking about 70, 80
right.
years ago.
And that's just the atom bomb.
And that was just the atom bomb.
Right.
Now, what they got? Now you see why the Heavenly Father say.
Right.
You see,
right.
He allowed
right.
them to make these
right.
weapons
right.
so they can destroy themselves.
The old self. Right.
Right. You
yes.
see?
Yes.
So that's why the Father, when he's telling you that scripture at Zechariah 14:12, you know, now you can have a better understanding of what the Father's saying, the Father, Mother's giving us. Right.
They're going to dig their own ditch, dig a ditch for us, but they're going to fall in their own ditch.
Right. Right, okay. Brother.
Make all them weapons to hurt us.
Right.
And they're going to hurt their own self.
Right. Now, I'm going to read this next scripture that comes from Jeremiah 25:12, giving us that, referring to what's going to happen in our time. Now, listen to this. It says, and it shall come to pass when the 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the kings of Babylon and that the nations, saith the Lord, for their iniquities and their land of their Chaldeans, and it will make it a perpetual desolation. In other words, he's going to destroy, okay, the governments. You see what I'm saying? The ones that's in charge of right now, that's ruling over us. You see, when he say perpetual desolation, that's what the Heavenly Father means.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he destroyed that wicked little country, Israel, you know, that country where the fake Jews,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
he's going to decimate it, you know, and he letting you know that, you know, they ain't exempt from this punishment. They the main ones causing it. So the Father is going to deal with them, you see. They're going to be dealt with. You know, they don't get away with nothing, although it seems like it right now. But it's not. The Father knows, you know, that they ain't getting away with this. So, okay, this is going to take us into our next scripture, coming from Genesis 15:14. Now listen to this. He says, but I will punish the nations that enslaved them. And in the end, they will come away with great wealth. Okay, the reason why, that's Genesis 15:14. Because our nation has been suffering all this time. You know, they put us in ghettos. They rob us from all our resources, our natural resources. They poison our water. They continue to rob and take the little that we have
right.
to make them rich.
Right.
You know, and it seems unfair.
Right.
But look what the Heavenly Father said he's going to do. He said, but I will punish the nations that enslaved them, talking about our nation.
Right.
And in the end, they will come away with great wealth.
Right.
In other words, our nation is going to come away with great riches. Because the Heavenly Father is the only one that can pay us for all the stuff that was took away from us. You know, when he say great riches, he ain't just talking about, he's talking about gold and diamonds and all that. But he also talking about the books that we used to have. The things, when he say great wealth, he's talking about the knowledge and the spiritual things and the spiritual power and connecting back with him. You know, we were stripped from a lot of things. You see, but we're going to get it all back. You see what I'm saying? Wealth on top of that, you see? So, you know, so our nation don't have to worry about us not having ever again. You know, this is it. You know, we come out of this, as you said, with great wealth. So our nation don't have to worry about that. Okay, now this is going to take me to another scripture, Joel 3:2. Now listen to this. Now, this is happening as we speak, really. But it's going to come to a point this is going to actually take place. Now, at Joel 3:2, it says, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Mm-hmm.
There I will put them on trial for what they did to my inheritance, my people of Israel, because they scattered. Because they scattered my people among the nations and divided up my lands.
Right.
See, exactly what my brother was telling you, that happened really in the beginning when Ham and Japheth came over and took our lands.
Right.
And it just continued on from there. You see, but the Heavenly Father didn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before that happened, I'm going to give you a quick history. When Noah appointed each one of his sons a specific amount of land to each one of them, Ham, Japheth, and Shem. Now, when he appointed this land, he appointed it with the Heavenly Father, because the Heavenly Father said, okay, this is your lands. Y'all go ahead and do what y'all going to do in your lands. But there's one thing that you're not supposed to do, cross over into your brother's land and without his permission and take over his land.
Right.
You ain't supposed to do that. Or the father will curse you.
Exactly.
He will curse you for that. And see, he did that.
Right.
And that's why we don't have nothing.
Right.
They have all our lands. This is everything. You see? You know, and that's why the father said, because he scattered people among the nations and divided up my land.
Right.
They scattered his people, which is us, Israel. He scattered my people, us. They scattered us, enslaved us, and took over everything. Now they got an answer for that. Now the curses and the plagues is coming on them. And if you watch the Nigerian news and you watch other news, not world, you can see the father is flooding, fires, earthquake. Matter of fact, just think about, I've seen another one. Now, we just had a big eruption in the sea. Remember?
Right.
Congo. And guess what? There was another one behind that one.
Right.
Letting you know that, oh, it is coming now. It's about to go down.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So the Father's showing us, virtually showing us that, hey, y'all did this? Okay. Time to pay.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, you know, okay, it's going to take me to my next scripture, which coming from Jeremiah 30. Again, Jeremiah 30, and listen to this. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speak the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in the book for yourself all the words that I've spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, say that the Lord, I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, and say the Lord, I will cause them to return to the lands that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. See, they cannot stop what the divine Heavenly Father has decreed from the beginning. These lands was ours anyway. You see? So he's going to give them back to us. Now listen, see, he said, look, thus speaks the Lord God, you see, of Israel.
Right.
He said, write it in a book.
Right.
You can write this in the, it's done.
Right.
You can write it in your book for yourself, all the words that I've spoken to you.
Right.
You know, so in other words, the Heavenly Father's saying, look, man, when I tell you something, this is in layman's terms. When I tell you something, you can write it in a book. It's good as gold.
It's
done. It's good as gold. So it ain't no going back. He don't go back on his word.
Right.
So that's why we're going to possess our land, brother.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, too, like it's said in the Holy Prophecy, which is the Northern Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to downplay what the Northern Kingdom say.
Mm-hmm.
But their words is part of Israel's, too. The Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom, they both speaking the truth. Like he said. He said, I have decreed it. It cannot be changed. You can't add nothing to it, and it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So you can't change it. You can't add nothing to it, and you can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? So these Gentiles front like they can change something or stop somebody that they in control. They ain't in no control.
Mm-hmm.
They losing control. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, brother. I want to expand on that, too. Because, see, as we know, see, what they like to do with these wicked Gentiles like to do is always have you thinking They got control of everything.
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
We got this.
Exactly.
You know, so they'll continue to maneuver this
right.
and maneuver that.
Right.
That's just to keep you thinking that they don't have control
right.
because they don't have no control.
Right. Right.
When you see certain things occurring and they can't stop it,
right. Right,
let's take the virus.
Right.
They can't stop
right,
it.
Right, right.
Every time I was watching on television,
right?
I said, dang, this virus is continued to mutate
right.
after mutate. And I said, oh, it started off with Corona.
Right.
And then you got Delta.
Right.
And then you got Omicron.
Right.
And now it's seven more viruses. Then check this out. The virus actually combined.
Right.
They got one called flu COVID.
Right.
And then they got one called Delta Omicron.
Right, right, right.
Now,
right.
they can't,
right.
you see,
right.
it's out of control.
Right.
You see, and then I was listening to the news. Then they said one popped up in France or Spain, one of them. It's another one.
Right.
L something something.
Right.
You see?
Right.
See, but yet they're going to say, okay, we're going to give you some masks and give you some tests.
Right.
But what that's going to do,
right.
that ain't doing no
right.
help, you
right.
see?
Right.
Because they always want you to think they got this.
Right.
You see, brother, we got this.
And also, let's
right.
on that track they got.
Right.
That track they got about, that's why no matter what happened, first they act like when you get vaccinated, you're going to be good. Excuse me for saying that.
But the shot.
Yes. Get that shot, you're going to be good.
Right.
But now they know the shot, you know, it don't matter what your status is, you still can get jammed up.
Right.
You know, but their main goal is to get that death up in you.
Right.
You know, so they can go to the other narrative. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So that's their main goal, to go to the other narrative to get ready for your boy.
Right.
That's about to step on deck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now my brother said some heavy things, and I got to elaborate on
right.
it. I wasn't, but I got to, only because what's occurring. Now, he said several important things.
Right.
Right. Once the jab. Now, I want you to think about this. Just think about it. Now, if you have a legit cure for anything,
right?
Right. If you have a legit cure for anything and they get it and they give it to you, it's supposed to cure you forever.
Exactly.
Ain't
exactly.
no going,
exactly.
and you can't harm
exactly.
you no more.
Exactly.
Like, for instance, they got a cure for polio.
Right.
You won't get polio
right.
no more.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, they tell you they got the cure.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, how is it that you got the cure for, and you got several different kind of jabs
right.
that you can use
right.
that supposed to cure you?
Right.
Quote, unquote,
right.
supposed to cure you.
Right.
But yet, not only is it not curing you, but you reoccurring, you know, the virus
right.
all over again and again and again and
right.
again and again.
Right.
And then they tell you, hold up. Well, don't worry. You're going to need a third dose and a fourth dose.
Yes.
And you see,
yes.
it don't make no sense.
Right.
So how is it that you are taking the jab and yet you're still getting sicker than
right.
ever?
Right.
You see,
right.
they don't have no control.
Right.
You see, they tell you that.
Right.
They give that to you.
Right.
They feed you that stuff.
Exactly.
But yet they can't back it up. You see, they can't
right.
back it up. Because from what we know, that is the problem.
Right.
You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because any virus, now here's the thing that I do know, and I'm not a scientist, but in my days of studying, I studied chemical engineering
right.
to a degree.
Right.
And I know that any virus cannot live in a body
right.
that's 98.9 or 97. It'll burn up.
It'll burn it up.
Right. So how is it that you're creating a jab that we know that our bodies will naturally burn up?
Right.
If we're taking care of our bodies and doing the right thing,
right.
you know, it'll naturally burn that up.
Right.
So you don't need that jab.
Right.
Your body will cure itself.
Right.
right. We got the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Heavenly Father, had made sure things that's in our body to make sure that we fight off viruses
right. Right.
by ourselves.
Right.
You see?
Right.
That's in us already.
Right.
So what do you need this jab for? See, it's a different agenda.
Right.
I'll digress on that.
Right.
Right. Now I want to elaborate on something else my brother said, which was very interesting. And, you know, when that person that's about to step on this planet and show and rear his face,
right.
This is what they all prepare for.
Right, exactly.
You know, the 5G, 6G
right.
that's coming,
right.
the digital currency
right. Right.
that's coming.
Right.
Is the oh, I watched this morning where China already launched a fake sun
yes.
up in the it's up
yes.
in the air.
Yes.
You know, the sun simulator.
Yes.
They already shot it up and
right.
the people in China are like, ooh, taking pictures
right.
of that. You see, all of this stirs around that one that's coming.
Right.
You see, because they have to prepare for this.
Right.
You see, but what they don't know, that what my brother and I know, that like brethren, this is why we minister to our nation and talking and looking for our light brother, because when he do start the ruling, we can't be here. He cannot rule over light brother, which means Messiah and them angels, them creator gods is coming to get us. We got to leave. And that's very important. You know, this is why we doing this ministry, is to not only minister to our nation, but to find our
right.
life brothers
right.
before we leave, because
right.
we about to roll.
Right.
We about to leave. We
right.
cannot be under his rulership, brother.
It's going to be a great change in this earth.
That's right. And that great change, we can't be under it,
right.
because there's no way that we, light brother, could be in existence with them.
Mm-hmm.
It can't happen. It's like light and dark. They don't make it. We can't be it. So we have to leave. And this is why we do in these ministries. Like my brother was talking to me early and say, you know, our ministry is about to end.
Right.
And it's true. And we can see the signs why.
Right.
But, okay, I digress. Let me read this last scripture. And this last scripture is coming from 1 Chronicles 17:2. And it reads, now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant. That is, that it may continue before you forever, for you have blessed it, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever.
Right.
In other words, the Heavenly Father is going to bless Israel, his servants, the ones that truly serve him and love him, and we don't never have to worry about these situations again.
Right.
Of other nations conquering us, enslaving us,
right.
taking over our lands,
right.
you know, poisoning us with all kind of
right.
chem runs and, you know, and giving us these GMO foods that's destroying us. Yeah, that precept is 1 Chronicles 17:2. You see, it does? 1 Chronicles 17:2.
1 Chronicles 17:2. Which one said again?
Mine says, now you have been blessed. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of our...
Chronicles 17:2.
Okay, you know what? My apology. That's not the scripture. You have to forgive me for that one, because I thought that was the scripture. Maybe I copied the wrong scripture.
What's the first line?
The first line, now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant. I just want to get the right scripture. We're looking for it. It's okay. It's first. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's
27.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Let it please be.
Right.
Bless the house. Yeah. 27.
Yeah. It's sorry. It's 1 Chronicles 17:27, and it says, "Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever, for you have blessed it, O Lord, and it shall be. Thank you, brother, for that. Yeah, 1 Chronicles 17:27. So it's just helping us to appreciate that, as I was saying, Israel will never have to worry about nations conquering us.
I'm telling you.
Ruling us.
Yes.
Stealing all our books.
Yes.
Telling us one thing that is not. Stealing our ID, our identity. All these sort of things that they have done to us, you know, we're going to never have to worry about that again.
Right.
You see, the father, mother is going to bless us with, though, now we're going to rule.
Right.
We're going to be ruling over these nations.
Right.
And they are the ones that's going to have to listen to us and do as we say.
Right.
If not, they out of here. They off this planet.
Right.
You see, and we've been, and see, that's another thing. We've been done so bad for so long, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a blessing when the Father restores us. You know, our restoration is going to be like none other, you see.
And you can tell that's good. You can tell that's true because every nation on earth wants that blessing. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to put the work in. That's why I always say they want to be us, but they don't want to be us. You know what I'm saying? But they want that blessing. We're going to get
it. Right. You know, it's funny you say that, brother, because they all, in our scriptures, when we read our scriptures, what they do, they always put themselves in our blessings. You see, they add our blessings to them.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's because they understand how blessed the Father is going to bless us. So they want to inherit our blessings. You see?
Right. Exactly.
And kick us out. Oh, it's not talking about you. It's talking about us. You know? See, that's wicked. That's why the Father is going to punish them the way he's going to punish them. Because everything he said that he was going to give to us, they supposed to take it.
Exactly.
If not in love, they took everything physically from us, spiritually from us.
Right.
You know, they try to take everything.
Right.
But thanks to the Father, Mother, that don't allow them to take everything from us.
Right.
You see, our spiritual aspect, they can never take from us, you know, and that's why the Father is renewing us now as we speak.
Exactly.
We actually being restored now because we said in the scriptures at the end of the days, he's going to give us knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we continue to evolve.
Yep.
You see, and we getting it now.
Yep.
We getting it as we speak. We evolving and things is happening and we can see as we look on, if we look at other news, we can see the Father is actually bringing these nations down.
Exactly.
You know, every time I look up, they worried about a comet coming.
Right.
You know, oh, this comet, it just passed us.
Right.
You see, they know. They know what's coming.
And also, too, like you just read in one of your precepts,
that
he lined them all up in what? Josaphat.
Yep, and Joseph
shot ships. China shot ships, and Russia shot ships, and also what is the UN?
The UN, the NATO.
NATO,
right. You see, they gathered for this.
Yep.
See, they cannot stop this war.
Right.
They can't stop the war because the Father decreed the war.
Right.
Now, what they can do is try to prolong it as much as they can. And that is going to, even that's going to not work because eventually the Father is going to make them war. They're going to fight. He made the Giants fight. Check the Father, M.O. The Father ain't no joke. All through history, he made them fight. You see, destroy each other. He made them as bad as he didn't want to. The Father made them.
Make them fight.
I digress.
You don't want to fight?
I'm going to make you. Anyway. That's going to end our ministry for the day. I want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, our Mother, and Metatron for giving us another blessed ministry that we can cater to our nation and look for our light, brother.
Right.
And hopefully, if it's the will of the Divine Heavenly Father, Mother, Messiah, and Metatron, we'll be back to do it again. Well, my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And we want to say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Another one, man. That's another one. That was a good one, too, man.
That was good.
Yes,
thank you, brother, for correcting me on that scripture. Thank you.
Hey, that was the spirit,
brother. Yeah, that's the spirit, right? I'm glad you did, brother. But that was another, you know, because see, man, as you